You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live. Today I am broadcasting from Seattle, beautiful Seattle, because it got me out of the heat wave that we were dealing with in Las Vegas. I guess I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I think we're expecting like 117 degree heat. So being up here in Seattle, I think it's like a nice crisp 65 right now. I don't know. I can't tell because I'm just like so happy that I'm not hot flashing and sweating and, you know, needing to changing my shirt half a dozen times. So I'm a very, very, very happy girl. I am supposed to be starting the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise today. People are already kind of lining up at the pier, but I'm a workaholic. And if I could still do part of my show today, I'm going to still do part of my show. You think my kids want to hear me talking to them? No. You guys are the one that's a captive audience. I'm going to do some talking. All right. But we also have a busy day. I mean, it's hard to take a day off radio when there's so much news. Right? So these are some of the things we're going to be talking about. Apparently, a father reunites with his daughter who had been previously adopted. They end up falling for each other, having sex, and now they're both charged with incest. Okay, so I guess why it's not a good idea and it's illegal to, well, we'll go there later. Texas Senator Wendy Davis, reaching a lot of fame with her recent filibuster against the abortion bill, we come to find out she was wearing a urinary catheter, which allowed her to filibuster for more than 11 hours. Then we have North Carolina becoming the first state to cut new unemployment benefits. This move disqualifies it from receiving federal jobless funds, but they need to do so because they owe the government so much. So we're going to be moving towards the subject of debt. I guess there's a huge looming crisis of student loan debt. And what does that mean for us? What does it mean for future students? As well as another story I want to try to get to today is, I guess, Fox News is reporting the first documented foot orgasm. I guess a woman, I guess, experiences unwanted orgasm. Unwanted orgasm. Isn't that an oxymoron? But it happens. In medicine, it happens. An unwanted orgasm that originates from a feast. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy. Take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Just a quick recall we need to tell you guys about a day or two ago, I guess, organic pomegranate kernels. I really love pomegranate seeds, but I guess there's a package of company has, I guess, Woodstock frozen organic pomegranate kernels. These are being voluntarily recalled for possible hepatitis A concerns. Now, this recall comes in the midst of this ongoing outbreak that has been linked to these frozen berries that have been sold at Costco. We had multiple people come in being screened for hepatitis A. I don't think any of them showed up positive in my office. Come to think of it, this is good news. But, okay, if that's frozen berry, possible hepatitis A outbreak, and even though in my particular practice we didn't see hepatitis A, it has sickened multiple people throughout multiple states, now we got this organic pomegranate kernels. I can't tell you if we're going to have more issues with berries and things that are fibrousy and yum. I mean, this is summertime. This is when, you know, we like to munch on fruit. I think it's kind of ironic that rather than going to all the yummy summer fruits, we end up still going to the frozen food section. I always thought the reason why we have frozen food sections is because if we can't get things fresh, then we have the stuff in the freezer to pull out on a cold, rainy day, so to speak. So So it always kind of blows my mind that somebody would buy frozen fruit when this is the time of year for all the yummy fruit. I mean, this, you got the plus. You got the apricots. Oh, by the way, apricots now are the size of what apples used to be. Are you guys, am I the only one freaked out by this? I bought some apricots, and they were yummy, but they were big. I mean, apricots are supposed to be smaller than a testicle, if you're looking at sizes, right? And the apple used to be the size of, let me come up with an organ, maybe an ovary, no, apples, yeah, apples used to be the size of ovaries, but they become kind of more the size of uteri, like. But now that apricots are getting as big as apples, I'm just kind of getting a little scared about these fruits are getting pretty big. Okay, I'm a little frightened. These bananas get any bigger than they're big. I'm going to be kind of scared. Remember grapes used to be little baby tiny grapes, and they were very sharp. Now they've got these big juicy grapes. Grapes are now the size of apricots used to be. So I'm just extremely confused by all of this. Remember, I read to y'all a 1900 prediction from, I think, Ladies Home Journal on how fruit, so back in the 1900s, they had predicted that fruit by the year 2000, one piece of fruit would be able to feed a whole family. That we would be able to grow fruit that was bigger and bigger. They didn't know about genetics. I mean, they knew roughly about the concept of genetics, but they didn't know how to manipulate fruit back in 1900. They predicted that we would have a piece of fruit that could feed a whole family. That big, like strawberries. That's amazing. Strawberries are pretty big stuff too. I don't mind, though. The reason why I'm not scared of the strawberry is because there's companies out there that dip the sucker in chocolate. And whoever came up with chocolate-dipped strawberries is a hero, as far as I'm concerned. That's brilliant. Just brilliant. Chocolate-dipped strawberries. So you want to make a strawberry huge, and as long as you can dip that sucker to chocolate, I ain't complaining. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. When we come back from break, speaking of complaining, why is a woman complaining about having orgasms from her feet? Also, some people are complaining that, I guess in the Great Britain, they're able to create babies with DNA from three people.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or active terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, live from beautiful Seattle. By the way, that Seattle airport, SeaTac airport, they really have their poop together. They really do. I have never been to an airport where by the time I get to baggage claim, our baggage is already rolling out on that carousel. That was nice. I just got to say, bravo. I love it. I just love it when things just work so nice and easily. I need to apologize for a quick second here. I was going through my email, and it looks like I got a letter here from management, and I don't want to wait till the next break to read it. You know, I mean, you know, on radio, you know, when you get fired kind of instantaneously, and I doubt I would ever get fired off air. And this doesn't look like a fired letter, but I can't wait till my break to read this. So really quickly, let's take a look at this here. Dear Dr. Dahlia, although your ratings have increased since your premiere on air, we would like to assist you in increasing your listenership with a goal of double digits. Okay, got it. Although your previous goal of a prime number under 20 is valiant, we feel you can do better with a little instruction. Firstly, if you guys don't mind, let me just read this from management. This is pretty important. First, we suggest you avoid telling your listeners that you need to evacuate your bowels on break. Break time is a private time for our radio hosts, and your use of the bathroom facilities would not be considered entertaining content. Okay. Thank you. Duly noted. Secondly, Avoid exclaiming, damn, a commercial is coming up, if the break music interrupts your belabored monologue, which usually revolves around the problems with Obamacare. Commercials are a happy time for our listeners, and give them a well-needed break from your show. Maybe I shouldn't be reading this out loud. Thirdly, due to the fact that you have a largely male demographic, we suggest you avoid content that deals with your menses, uterine irregularities, hot flashes, variances in sex drive, or upper lip whisker. Oh, boy. Who knew my bosses listened to my show? We find it helps ratings when listeners do not find their hosts unattractive. Okay, gotcha. Is that it? Fourthly, you appear to be very fluent in in-law jokes. Although entertaining, we have had repeated requests to remove that content by some who appear to fit your in-law description. We must surprise. Fifthly, oh my God, my in-laws listen to my show. Fifthly, you on air blatantly show your affinity with Tuckers, and on many occasions have flirted with them on air. We suggest that any flirtation with the trucking community, oh my God, be done on your spare time and not on the clock. Speaking of which, singing to the music as you start your show is not considered working and therefore will not be the start of your clock time. Once you start to speak coherently on a subject other than your vocals, you may count as billable hours. Are you kidding me? Are you not billable hours? Well, come on. My singing to the bumper music and content. Come on, finally. Jeez. Finally, Dr. Dahlia, a good radio host does not giggle at her own show. The giggles are distracting and exemplify that your content is not focusing on serious medical issues or longitudinal cross-sectional studies on medical advances. Is that what my show is supposed to be about? Oh, boy. We hope you take these suggestions seriously. The future of broadcasting depends on it. Yours truly, management. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to do then. I can't flirt with truckers. I can't make in-law jokes. And I can't giggle. And I can't... Oh, my gosh, I'm going to get fired. I can't talk to y'all about any bowel evacuation on the break. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, boy. Oh, is the Dr. Dahlia show going to stay alive? Oh, but you know what? Thank God for my bosses, honestly. You know, that shows that somebody's looking to the show. All right, 1-877-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIN. Great, one of my truckers is on. I'm not allowed to flirt, though. So, James, how's the weather?
All right, there you go. I was going to let you know that the situation from the letter you're reading, very familiar to me. I would probably advise that, I know this is a family-friendly show, but as long as the language is clean, doesn't do any FCC violations, there should be no real restrictions on the guidelines of your show. This is basically lawyers trying to get you to conform to do what they want per management. A good example I can give you on the same format that we listen to, XM, is the Opie and Anthony show. So if you follow their format, be fine.
James, it's not my bosses from GCN. GCN, they love the show, and they're the ones that are my real bosses. That was from some other management, and it was, I think, a joke in jest. So don't worry. I'm still around for a while. I just got to probably cut back on the giggle. And that's true. You know, on my break, y'all don't really need to know, you know, my, you know, what I do with the squatty potty. You all know I use squatty potty. Thank you, James. I do appreciate your advice. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have the best bosses in the world. Luckily, GCN, they let me use my creative abilities to the best. Would they probably prefer I have better ratings? I don't know. I don't really think my ratings could get any better. okay? Either because they're already so good, okay, or just, you know, once you hit a certain level, you know, nobody really counts. I don't know. Let's, though, move on. Okay, father and daughter charged with incest. This is a crazy story. You can't make this up. A 24-year-old woman met her 52-year-old father for the first time when she was 21. Apparently, she has been raised by adoptive parents. She's from Bluffdale, Utah. Her father lived nearby in West Jordan. Both of them knew about their biological connection, but they decided to, I guess they were sexually attracted to each other, and they engaged in sex. Police allege both are charged with two counts of third-degree felony incest. In Utah, incest is a criminal offense punishable with a prison term of up to 5 years. If you do go to jail for incest, you are not allowed to share the jail cell of the family member you are having incest with. You know, and this is something that you still don't see a lot of. You don't see a lot of it, but it happens. If you don't think incest happens out there, you're naive. It does. All right? Now, what's kind of interesting about this is, remember when we talked about eugenics and we thought, no, I don't talk to God, I don't listen to your show. You may want to start because, I mean, we have some real good topics. We were talking about eugenics and how eugenics had started and how it might have been started innocently. You know, how to make sure we propagate healthier genes and how not to pass on sickly genes, even though they really didn't understand about the chromosomes and be able to identify mutations and stuff, they understood that certain population breeding could bring on a Darwinian advantage. Well, when did incest become illegal? Okay, this is something, see, I love, you know, history of medicine. I've never really studied, you know, the history and when, I guess, I just haven't even thought of it. I mean, when I saw this story, I'm like, I better brush up on my history. But incest has been illegal far before eugenics came about, but that is still part of that whole thing. People have found that if people slept with each other's family, like back in Grecian times, etc., then certain bad genes could not be diluted out. And you saw more sickly type of progeny because of that. And I believe it wasn't until the 1800s, and I need to look this up because, you know, I'm not a historian. I'm a lover, but are we coming up on break? Okay, we'll talk about not being a lover when we come back. 1-877, we're going to talk about incest. Never mind. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Everybody, listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCS-DAHLI. 1-877. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to giggle. 1-877-DOCS-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm broadcasting live from Seattle as we're about to embark on the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. I have to say, Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise, you know, just in case you guys think it's another show out there. No, no, this is my show. Okay, I even got my Dr. Dahlia t-shirt on. It's all about branding, isn't it? Big thanks to Free Track Guys, and big thanks to Squatty Potty and everybody else that has sent a huge supporter of the Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as that Channel 244, Top Superstation, KDWN, Las Vegas, as well as all other affiliates out there. Okay, so we're talking about incest as the case of a father and a daughter. Father's 52, daughter is 24. They met after she had been raised by adoptive parents. He met her when she was 21. The pair began to have sex. Now looking at jail time for incest. So we decided to kind of look up a little bit of the history of incest. Right? Why not? Okay. Apparently in AD 295, incest was explicitly forbidden by an imperial edict in ancient Rome. Now, this edict was pretty mad, okay? Now, an Egyptian could marry their aunt, but I guess a Roman could not, according to Wikipedia. However, They said Roman Emperor Caligula. I'm sure there's a body part called a Caligula. There's an amygdala. Maybe that's where we got amygdala. Right, Caligula. Or is that from calligraphy? That's from where calligraphy came from. Caligula, calligraphy. Oh, wow, I've got to look that up. Anyway, Roman Emperor Caligula is rumored to have sexual relationships with all three of his sisters, Julia Labila, Drusilla, and Agrippina the Younger. He had a sister named Agrippina and a sister named Drusilla. If he was sexually attracted to that, I guess no law is going to stop that one. But if you really want to go back to the history of incest and when it first became illegal, just go back to the Bible. In Leviticus and Deuteronomy, you were not allowed to have sex with relatives. That was wrong, okay? So when you were a man, when you're a woman, or both men or women, there are multiple places in the Bible where you were not supposed to have sex. Because back then they knew, all right? They knew that something wasn't going to be right. Having sex and then having progeny. Even though most laws today forbid it because it's considered abuse. I mean, if a father has sex with his 10-year-old daughter, how much of it is really consensual, you see? So I don't know if it's so much illegal because of eugenics as much as it's illegal because you have somebody in more of a domineering form in your life. But if you want to abide by the Bible, all right, in Leviticus, okay, you are not supposed to have sex with the grandparent's spouse, okay? So for those of you eyeing a spouse of your grandparents, probably a no-no, parents, step-parent, a parent-in-law, having sex with your mother or father-in-law, forbidden by the Bible. I know it's tempting. Sorry. Parents, siblings, father's sibling spouse. So that would be an uncle. Mother's sibling spouse, a half sibling. A sibling in law, even not by blood, you're not supposed to have sex with your brother-in-law. Okay? Can't do that. Or sister-in-law. Your nephew, niece, twice removed, no sex. Nephew's spouse's sister. Can't that, no, you can't. You can't, wait a second, I'm looking at this here. You can have sex, with your nephew or niece-in-law's spouse's sister's child. You can't. Your spouse's child, stepchild, no sex. Wait a second. And your spouse's grandchild, no sex. So you guys, be careful. You know, a lot of us wake up in the morning and say we're going to be law-abiding citizens. But many of us don't realize that it's a smaller world than it is. Now, my guess is if you're afraid that you're going to accidentally sleep with your grandchild, spouse's, niece's sister and be committing incest, maybe have an age rule, okay? Like, don't have sex with somebody more than 40 years younger. I don't know, just randomly. I know it's restrictive. I know there's not a lot of fish out there, but really, let's maybe do that because honestly, it can happen too much. It just can happen too easily. So my recommendation is if somebody is 40 years your younger or 40 years your senior and you have been somehow rooted in the vicinity of a couple hundred miles, just play it safe and maybe just hold hands. Got it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is just blowing people's minds. Fox News is reporting the first foot orgasm ever recorded. No, I'm not going to see. I don't know anything about it. 55-year-old woman in the Netherlands visited the doctor with an unusual complaint. I don't know if the Netherlands has anything similar to Obamacare, but my guess
is once Obamacare kicks in, I don't think this would be covered either. Listen, I can't go one cell without making a comment about Obamacare. She experienced unwanted orgasms that started in her foot, according to a new report of a case. The orgasmic sensations occurred in her left foot. They were sudden. This is the Dr. Dahlia show. I know. This is medical headlines. I'm supposed to do medical headlines. Medical headlines. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia. They were sudden. They were not brought on by sexual desire or thought. They were not caused by tying her shoe double naughty or doing bunny ears by tying her shoe. And it occurred about 5 to 6 times a day. The sensation traveled up her left leg to her vagina, and she said the experience felt exactly like an orgasm achieved during sex. She said they were very embarrassing and worrying to the woman. Now, we really shouldn't joke about this, because remember we had that woman that had uncontrollable orgasms throughout the day, like 40 or 50 or 70 a day. She ended up killing herself. All right? Okay? I mean, I probably think the human psyche could maybe handle one per, I don't know, fiscal quarter. But if you're talking 4 or 5 a day and happening, but how do you go to work? How do you run a marathon? Sorry. So this is bad. This is bad. Okay, so they MRI'd. Okay, they MRI'd. I mean, that's why I don't think the Netherlands is anything like Obamacare, because she was able to get an MRI. They did not tell her to watch and wait, like we tell our patients for prostate cancer. By the way, as a quick aside, they're now saying the watch and wait attitudes with prostate cancer should not be done with our African-American males. You don't watch and wait prostate cancer in African-Americans. I told you don't watch and wait with prostate cancer ever. But now they're saying maybe we got to hold off, because African-Americans could have a much more aggressive prostate cancer than whites. And it's watch and wait, maybe a bunch of baloney, but that'll be, yeah, my whole other subject. Now, let's go back to the woman's orgasm with her feet. So MRI, sorry, images, not funny, I was in a coughing. MRI scans of the woman's brain and her foot showed no abnormality, although another test revealed some differences between the nerves of her left and her right feet. The woman was treated with an anesthetic of one of her spinal nerves, and the orgasm stopped completely. The woman has not had any... Oh, darn, we're coming up on break. She hasn't had any foot orgasms for the last 8 months. Whew, let's move on. 1-877-DOCTOR. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. 48 minutes past the hour. We are live in Seattle, Washington, getting ready to load for the Dr. Dahlia cruise. And, of course, I am doing my show because I'm a workaholic, and we got some medical news today, so I want to get you guys the news. All right. So they say the UK may approve creating babies with DNA from three people. All right, so three people DNA. This isn't the first time we've talked about this, right? Where we've had certain genes that they thought they could take from, if you have mom and dad, but you want to counteract something that could be autosomal dominant, they use a third parent to use some of their DNA material. This is something they've been playing around with for years. Well, anyway, they say these new techniques that they've been experimenting with help women with faulty mitochondria. Now, many of you asked, how my mitochondria is, you know, what could a mitochondria of Dr. Dahlia's cells, you know, be doing? And my mitochondria, thank God, knock on wood, I'm pretty blessed. I got some pretty, you know, pretty good functioning mitochondria. However, mitochondria, which is kind of like your battery source of a cell, all right, unfortunately, if you have faulty mitochondria, that could cause a variety of problems to the fetus, muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, heart issues. Certain mental deficits. And they say, at least in Europe, 1 in 200 children, that's a lot, is born every year with some mitochondrial disorder. So if you do have a woman with some faulty mitochondria, what they want to do
is that only when it takes the healthy genetic material from our egg or embryo, then transfer that to a donor egg or embryo whose mitochondria is healthy, but has had the rest of its key DNA removed. So basically, it's like a surrogate mother, okay, except rather than just using the uterus, they're using the mitochondria. So all the mom's DNA is being put in a donor egg that has its DNA removed. Okay, this is some pretty cool stuff. You can make, I mean, you thought Star Wars was cool. They can make a movie with this. You got mitochondria, you got DNA, you got eggs and sperm all over the place. I mean, this is George Lucas eat your heart out, or I guess now Disney. But I don't think Disney is going to, you know, slow people. Oh, you know, maybe they should. And you know how Disney always makes a ride out of everything? Imagine a fallopian tube ride. Nobody really understands what the egg and sperm go through trying to meet. It is some pretty roller coaster, bumpy stuff. I think Disney should capitalize on this. Okay, so anyway, some groups oppose artificial reproduction techniques and believe the destruction of eggs or embryos is immoral. All right, I can't comment on that because, again, this stuff isn't in the Bible. Right. I mean, if Leviticus or Deuteronomy or James or I don't know, if somebody could tell me a passage saying don't mess with the mitochondria, I could then kind of get a grip on this. But right now, I just don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's difficult because many of us that would be phenomenal parents don't get a chance to be. And trying to allow people fertility, okay, shall we say, increase their fertility, or somebody who could possibly give offspring that could not be able to survive long-term and have a successful life, being able to fine-tweak it, I think is still considered a blessing. I think if God bestowed the knowledge on us and the science on us, we could use it, okay? That's how I've come to grips with it. Now, do I think we could be still playing with fire? And could nature win? Yes, I do, okay? But I got to be able to sleep at night, and that's how I do it, okay? Now, I don't need a therapist. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, omega-3 can help reduce breast cancer risk. You know, articles like this make a bunch of us women go out and get fish oil and stuff our bra with it. But unfortunately, that's not how we do it. We've got to kind of eat the fish. Researchers in China analyzed the results of 26 international studies involving almost 900,000 women, 20,000 of which who had breast cancer. The scientists found that those women who had consumed the highest level of omega-3 fatty acids from fish were 14% less likely to have breast cancer compared with those who ate the least. All right. Consuming omega-3s found in plants, however, did not reduce the risk, which means we gotta eat the fish. That one, I don't know. See, the problem is, okay, I mean, I could get some fruit in me if it's covered in chocolate. Can't smother fish. Yeah, I know there's fish sticks. Still, I've never dipped fish in chocolate. Fish, I don't need fish sticks because they're fried. Okay, I can get some salmon in me. If there's butter, any capers. You know, I'll eat halibut if it's on my husband's plate, but I'll take like a small bit. You know, the reason why I only take a small bit of my husband's halibut is because I have to give him a piece of equal or larger size of my steak on my plate. Has the bigger piece of halibut, the bigger piece of steak I got to give him. And I don't want to give anybody of my steak. And I know we got to eat less red meat. We thought about that. So, but I have had four bowls of halibut. Unfortunately, with my breast size, I need to eat a lot more than a four bowl. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. That's not relevant content. I got to make sure my content is relevant. Okay. All right, got to eat the omega-3s. Very important, people, omega-3 fatty acids. Okay, what else do we have? ADHD, Ritalin, okay, that we use. Ritalin for ADHD, they think may cure cocaine addiction because Ritalin helps self-control. They also think one single dose of Ritalin can modify the craving centers of the brain. Now, this is some pretty fascinating stuff. Researchers from the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai found that the drug could also help. Yeah, Mount Sinai is where they got the Ten Commandments. Right? No, are they talking about Mount Sinai Hospital in New York? Yeah, no, I don't think the Ten Commandments were in New York at the time. Rita Goldstein, professor of psychiatry at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, said orally administered Ritalin. See, that's the key, orally, people. Orally administered Ritalin increases dopamine in the brain. That's similar to cocaine, but without the strong addictive properties of stimulants. Okay? Which is why Ritalin needs to be prescribed very cautiously with people. Because it is a stimulant. That's how it works. When you take a stimulant, it increases concentration. So many people will come in and say, Dr. Dolly, I have ADD. I go, why do you think you have ADD? Well, because I took my friend's Ritalin, and I was able to, do really well on my finals. Well, taking your friend's Ritalin and doing well does not an ADD one make. Just because you take some form of speed and you know that you do better in terms of productivity doesn't mean you have a disorder that requires you to use and need speed. So, I guess you take it with a grain of salt. I don't know. I'm ready for my trip. North Carolina. Okay, North Carolina is going to be cutting unemployment benefits for those who file new claims, and it will become the first state disqualified from a federal compensation program for the long-term jobless. This is according to News9.com Oklahoma. They say state officials adopted the package of benefit cuts and increased taxes for businesses in February, which is designed to accelerate repayment of a $2.5 billion federal debt. They say, like many states, North Carolina had racked up the debt by borrowing from Washington after its unemployment fund was drained by jobless benefits during the Great Recession. You know, they're calling it the Great Recession now. Okay? You know what? I think we're at the end of the show. All right, guys. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. I gotta load the boat.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.